This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 570, T-minus 5 days. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We are also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures from pops to dorbs, rides to mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2017. Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros, and with me, I have Toasty. How you doing, Toasty?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm enjoying vacation. I'm going to enjoy it more in a couple days, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Thanks. Really appreciate that. We also have, unfortunately, with not a fan death, but we have Frasley. How you doing, Frasley?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. Doing okay. We do have a message from a fan death, though, so let's play that now.
Hello, Medros, Toasty, Frasley, and all tonight's listeners. I'm sure many of you have been wondering where I've been last week and again this week. Fear not, I'll be back soon. Last Monday, October 23rd, my wife gave birth to a beautiful baby girl, Fanette, also known as Haley. She was born 9 pounds 4 ounces and 21.5 inches long. Mommy and baby are doing wonderful. Being a new dad turns out to need a lot of time, and even some sleepless nights. I'm not logged into WoW since the Saturday preceding her birth, and I just felt that it wasn't fair for me to come on the show when I had no idea what was going on. I hope to be back this Friday on the Dawnforge BlizzCon coverage stream. I'll see you all then. P.S. I missed the show already. Like, seriously much. See you all later.
Thank you, Fandeth, and yes, congratulations from us at Dawnforge, the show, and I'm sure I speak on behalf of all of our fans, congratulations on the new edition.
Yes, absolutely.
Congrats, fan.
A new WoW player.
Warlock in training.
Yes.
All right, so I guess we get to everybody else's week in WoW. How was yours, Toasty?
One was pretty quiet, actually. Tuesday we did raid. Only managed to get up to Avatar and wiped a bunch on Kill Jaden. We had a little bit of a problem with attendance this Tuesday. And unfortunately, included that attendance were several of our immunities. So there was nobody to soak that big Armageddon, and that's not something we're used to having to deal with. We did end up coming up with some creative ways of trying to deal with that big Armageddon, but it got to be a little too much towards phase 3. So we didn't quite get Kill Jaden down on Tuesday night, which was unfortunate, but we're hoping we'll get him down this week. We skipped raid on Friday just because we had a bunch of people away. The before-mentioned immunities were still away for various reasons. And our tank was at PAX Australia, so that wasn't conducive to raiding with our smallish group. So, you know, we just kind of did whatever on Friday. A few of us logged on and just leveled alts and talked a little bit. You know, it was just nice, chill Friday night, which was okay. Unfortunately for me, Friday didn't lead for a lot of playing up until later at night, because I spent like 5 hours trying to figure out why my WoW wouldn't launch. I kept getting error 132, which for anybody who's ever gotten that, you know the pain that that can be, because it's just a generic error, and there's a bunch of different things that could be causing that. So I did a lot of things to try to fix that. What did I do? I trashed my add-ons folder. Ran the repair tool. Did a fresh install and a bunch of other things. And eventually, I had to mess with my startup applications on reboot. And that finally fixed it. But
weird.
I know. But it was one of the suggestions on the advanced... on the advanced troubleshooting for Error 132 on the Blizzard site. So I guess it's one of those known things. I have no idea what caused it. I mean, as far as I know, I haven't had any changes to my computer since the Tuesday when I was playing. But, you know, whatever. It did suck because it was 5 hours out of my day and I had Friday off because I'm on vacation now. That I spent trying to get WoW to launch, and by the time I finally got it to launch, I just was not in the mood to sit in front of my computer anymore. So I didn't log on till later that night. Till around when raid would have been, so, you know. I guess it all evened out. Outside of all that mess, I am also trying to finish off some quest lines that I haven't finished. I still haven't finished Balance of Power, which I want to finish, because that gives me a new artifact skin, and I want it. So I'm doing that. And I'm going through that at a decent pace. I was actually surprised at how quickly it was going. I put it off for a long time because I didn't want to do the mythic dungeons. And not because I don't want to... And not because, you know, like, mythic dungeons suck. It's that I want... If I'm going to take the time to run a dungeon, I'm going to do it at a mythic plus. Because I want to get that gear upgrade.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. Mythics give me no real benefit. So, didn't want to do that. I eventually sucked it up and did it. And yeah, I was happy for the most part with the pace I was getting through that. I haven't quite finished it yet, just because I had a bunch of other real-life stuff to do this weekend. But the only thing that really annoyed me about that whole process was having to do the 5 Order Hall missions to continue on the questline. And that just... I felt as though it was a needless gaining... At that point, I'm not sure if the number of Order Hall quests or missions have changed since the inception of this quest line. All I know is that was like a 12-hour thing while I waited for these missions to complete. So I did more world quests and stuff like that. I finally replaced the Sifu's too. I was so happy about that. I got the other legendary for warrior. Legendary ring for warriors that I can't remember the name of right now. Isla's Stoneheart, I want to say.
Hold that on. Sounds right.
Yeah, so I got that, and AMR finally told me that I could replace the Sifu's with that, so I did it. I did it so fast. So I was really happy about that. I feel like there was more. No, there wasn't. It was either WoW or Overwatch. And I'm not going to talk about Overwatch too much here. Yeah. What about you, Frasley? What did you get up to this week?
I have finally got the Hallow title because I was I'm working on the Long Strange Trip of Spin achievement, and that was won last year. Oh yeah, when I was trying to do Hallows End last year, we were on horrible Wi-Fi at a hotel that literally half of the time I could get on. Half of the time, WoW choked as soon as I even got to the sign-on screen. It was downloading too much data that my connection just dropped. So,
that sucks.
Yeah. So I definitely feel for anybody who's on Wi-Fi and bad Wi-Fi trying to play WoW because it's not doable.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to attempting to do that when I'm in Anaheim.
Yeah,
I've got one free night. On the Wednesday night, because you know everybody knows going to medieval times, and I couldn't justify the cost of it this time around. So I'm just hanging out in my hotel room on Wednesday night till they get back. So I'm either gonna try to play WoW, or I know my D&D group is playing that night, so I'm gonna try to brave that terrible internet connection to play D&D on Wednesday night, so I don't know. I'll see.
Yeah, that or there's Stranger Things, so you can watch that.
Yeah, but I also need Wi-Fi for that. And if my Wi-Fi is terrible, like I've been watching Stranger Things like all day today while I've been puttering around the house. So I'm really liking it, and I'm intrigued by the next episode title that I have to watch, which is Mind Flayer. I'm like, oh, it's another D&D monster.
Yeah. So, I just saw something scroll past that Stranger Things 2 is taking all of the classic 80s and turning the concepts on their head just in a unique twist.
No, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
It's such a good series.
I forgot how fun it is. It's like, I started to see episode 1. I was like, yeah, this was the show that I forgot. It's like, it just scratches an itch that you don't get on a lot of shows.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Netflix has been taking some of my time, too. I've been watching, like, Ozark. I mean, it's like, I've been getting into some of these drama shows. I'm like, I could play WoW or... Next episode. So, sorry, some of my WoW times
See, what I do is I play Netflix off my Xbox so I can play WoW on my computer.
Well, even with that, I can't focus on more than one thing at a time, because if I do, I'm either going to focus on one... I'm going to either give Netflix all my attention, or I'll be giving WoW all my attention.
Yeah, see, I'm strategic about what I watch on Netflix while I'm gaming. If I'm settling down a game, I know I'm not going to be paying much attention to the TV. I mean, I'll want to look every now and then, so I'll go rewatch a series that I've watched before.
Okay,
so go back and rewatch. Like Buffy's been my latest thing because I don't know. I've been on a big Buffy kick lately.
That's a series that I've been meaning to watch because I'm a big Melissa Joan Hart fan, so I'm trying to watch some of her older series like Sabrina. And stuff
She wasn't in Buffy.
Oh,
Sarah Michelle Gellar was in Buffy.
Okay, you're right. Those two in the 90s, they all look the same.
Oh, Melissa Joan Hart though. I've been trying to watch Sabrina, and apparently they don't like Canada, so I can't watch it up here.
That show's great, and so is Clarissa Explains It All. Na 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 na.
Oh, all God, right. That takes me back. Anyway, this isn't, you know, the 90s podcast. What else have you been up to in WoW?
I am working on the Argus storyline, because I'm working on... I realized I've been putting a lot of time into a Worgen Rogue, so I need to also work on Argus, because if stuff's happening and there's pre-patch stuff, I need to be at a good place for that.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I don't yet have the Netherlight Crucible opened up, but I'm getting close. I was working on it, and I got quite a few of the quests done. I think I'm probably in like the third chapter, but I gotta keep going at it. It is, I will say, it's harder without flying, but I'm glad Blizzard is at least sticking to what they said from the beginning, that there's no flying.
I haven't missed flying, honestly, in Argus. I don't know, it's just not been something that I've been paying attention to. I'm really enjoying walking around and just getting stuff.
And even with the Vendicar, it's much easier to get around in Argus. You just make sure you
absolutely.
Go to the... That Fel Reaver's killed me once or twice, though.
I've not died to that Fel Reaver yet, so that's... I'm thrilled about that.
I die a lot. So... On any raid, you can just count on me dying.
Yeah, Vindicar with the portals and all that stuff, I'm sure makes it a lot easier to travel around. Have you gotten the Blingdicar yet?
The Blingdicar? What's that?
It's the Vindicar all blinged out.
No, and not yet. I gotta work on that, because that sounds awesome.
So yeah, the Blingdicar looks fantastic. It's like the final cosmetic reward thing for the Argus quest line. So when you get Blindigar, that's about it.
I'm pulling that up just because I want to see now. I'm getting bedazzled crosses. I think I'm on the wrong.
I think the WoW head. Yeah, here I'll shoot you.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, you got it.
I just got it.
Blingdicar is my jam. I love it.
Okay, now I'm going to have to finish the Argus storyline. I was going to finish it anyway, but now I got it.
Because the Vindicard before was just so dark. It didn't feel like a Draenei thing. Because Draenei stuff is so bright. Especially with if you look at the Exodar.
Yeah, past that, I haven't gotten as much chance to get farther in WoW, but I've kind of in a holding pattern. I mean, it's still progressing, but I kind of want to see what's next. And then as we hear roadmap, I'll figure out where I want to put my priority and focus. I'm still an altaholic.
Yeah, I thought I'd be at the point in this expansion where I'd be focusing on alts. That has not been the case. I played a lot with my priest in the past couple of weeks, but I haven't actually logged on to play on her since the last show. I just can't get into the groove of it. Some of my guildies want to get together and get her up to gear and all that stuff. But I think my focus now is going to be just improving on my warrior because my raid group asked me to start doing progression, so I'm stoked to be doing progression again.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm gonna try to exceed my original promise to this group of being the most mediocre warrior possible. I don't know. We'll see how that goes.
Absolutely, and especially with Antares coming out, that's gonna be a fun time. I mean, being able to see the content as it's fresh.
As it's coming out. Yeah. I mean, what the group typically blasts through normal content pretty quick. I think they only did that for 2 or 3 weeks before they were able to bring me along, because they had it on farm pretty quickly. Heroic took a bit longer, but that's expected. That's where we see our struggles personally.
Yeah.
We haven't ever had a chance to do mythic stuff. We just haven't had the numbers to do it. But I think for the most part, our group is happy just pushing heroic content, and that's fine.
Well, yeah, especially anything that's on mythic, you'll find out about on like WoWhead within the day. Yeah. I mean, after that, it's cleared.
Yeah, and the thing with our group is we've got this like smaller group, and we're more tight knit, and that's the kind of environment I really like, where you know, occasionally a bunch of us will get together and do group stuff just because, you know, it's an MMO, right?
Yeah,
but at the same time, nobody's really pushy about it. I feel like if we were in a larger group, we'd have to be like actively doing a lot of group content. And for me, like, I'm happy doing the scheduled group content on Tuesdays and Fridays. That's kind of our thing. But for the rest of the week, if I'm logging in, and I might not want to be doing all the Mythic Pluses and all that other stuff. Sometimes I just want to log in, do my world quests, and log back out. Just keep it a solo experience. So I'm glad that, you know, I have the option to do both the group and the solo content.
Yeah, for like the days where you want a WoW, but you want to be by yourself. Wolfing
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the peer offline helps to a degree.
Yeah.
But I personally don't feel the need to use it, because I've got a pretty understanding group where if I don't feel like doing something, then I just don't feel like doing something. I'm going to keep doing whatever I'm working on.
Yeah, and like for me, I'm in a big enough guild that I've not joined a raid team yet, so no one expects me to on, but when I'm on, there's no one like, hey, you're on, I've been waiting. So, good and bad, like, but no one's like, oh, I've been expecting you.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing, like, oh, man, I kind of just wanted my time.
Yeah.
I actually forgot to mention this during the whole My Week in WoW thing. So, as you know, BlizzCon, that's coming up this week. It's very much a thing this week. I'm super stoked to have been given the opportunity to have an interview with one of the devs on the Warcraft team. This is my first interview with anybody being on the interviewer side of things. So I am both excited and terrified.
Well, I can believe it.
I would venture to say that I'm terror-excited.
Yeah. It's like the butterflies are jumping up and down in excitement, but they're also trying to escape.
Yeah, yeah, that's very much the case. And, you know, it was funny, like, this BlizzCon for me this year has been a whole whole experience, and you know, even if you assume they're gonna say no, apply anyway.
Yeah,
because like when it came to the media badges here, I was like, you know what, I'm going to apply. I'm not expecting to get anything. And then I got the media badge. I'm like, oh, sweet, okay. That's great. I'm going to take advantage of all this stuff because that, you know, I'm going to use it for its purpose.
Absolutely, and using it to get information out there, communicate to players that the people at WoW are real people.
Yeah, and then on the media pass application, like, do you want an interview? I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll take an interview. I'm not expecting to get it, but I'll take it. And then I got an email a couple of days ago, like, oh yeah, you want to do this? I'm like, oh. Okay. I'll do that.
I was at a conference years ago, and it was more about like it was a conference about podcasting. But they said, "Listen, I am a huge." The person speaking says, "I may be a huge mega person." This was Chris Rogan. So if you've ever heard of him, he's big in the social media world. But he said, "Listen, we are all nerds." In the positive sense, but like we are people, we love talking about the things that we're passionate about. So the developer, they're probably excited to be able to just geek out about their passion.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that's the case. And I don't know, we'll see. I that'll be on the Saturday of BlizzCon for me. So
oh, nice. So after all the announcements, then you better get into like the hard hitting stuff. Like
give me a night to prepare.
Yeah,
Friday night won't be my usual sloshy self because I'll be preparing, and I'm okay with that.
Absolutely, and you'll be reeling from the news that we get.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man. You know, we'll talk about what we're expecting in news
and yeah.
All that a little bit later. Okay, you know, we're just going to move on to our first sponsor message. Our new sponsor is Funko, the people who make vinyl figures of characters from all your favorite Blizzard worlds, from the Warcraft movie to Overwatch, World of Warcraft to Diablo, and even a few from outside the Blizzardverse, like Firefly, Star Trek, Star Wars, and more. Go to bit.ly/FunkoATA2017 to check out their online shop and use the code SHOP10 to save 10% on your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA2017 and SHOP10 to save 10%. Thanks to Funko for the support of the show. Okay, Frasley.
Yes.
So, there's other stuff besides BlizzCon that's going on in, you know, the whole wide world of Warcraft. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, so what's happening this week in WoW? There is the PvP brawl, the Temple of Hot Mogu. And I have this on a... So the Temple of Hot Mogu, for this fast-paced match, for a whole new twist, players will be able to throw the Orb of Power to friendly players in a game of Hot Potato. Beware, they also gain the debuffs along with the orbs, so choose wisely. We're turning things up to 11. This goes to 11. By changing... resurrection times to a quick 5 seconds. Who will be able to hold to the power to claim victory? Oh man, I'm actually sad. Our guild does PvP nights on Friday, and because of BlizzCon, we've called this a truce night. So I'm actually kind of sad that I won't be able to do this with our guild. But yeah, that sounds great.
Temple of Hot Mogu. I didn't actually know what Temple of Hot Mogu was until now, and now that sounds like a lot of fun. I can picture like getting all the debuffs and throwing it to a priest just to be, you know, a bit of a jerk.
Yeah, I don't love Temple of Hot Mogu itself, the non-brawl when it comes up, because it's typically a game of keep away, and typically it's the Horde keeping it away from the Alliance. I've won once, and I got the achievement for catching every colored ball. So it's, but this brawl sounds fun. It's kind of like hot potato, hot potato. So yeah, it's. Definitely good, and make sure to pick up your PvP world quest before you go in, because don't do a Frasley where you win a world quest and you win enough to get the chest at the end, but you never got the quest.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah,
I think Medros did that once with world quests. I remember him being pretty choked about that. So you think he was almost done? And then he realized he didn't pick it up.
Ooh.
Yeah, that would suck. Like, a lot.
And, like, on this night, I had picked it up. Well, I picked up afterwards, and, like, I won, like, maybe one, but we had won three before, so it's like, seriously?
Yeah, that would suck. I mean, especially if you're, like, especially for somebody like me who's not so much into the PvP.
Yeah. I do PvP more when it's with the guild, where we can be in voice chat, we can kind of laugh it off, kind of talk about it, because there, you have a little bit more communication, but you're just having a fun time.
Yeah. Yeah, I was doing random BGs earlier today, which, now that I think about it, was the Temple of Cotton Magoo. All four of the PvP matches I did. And it was okay. I think it would have definitely been a lot more fun with a group of people that I knew.
Yeah.
But I still got to jump into a bunch of people, use my artifact ability and Bladestorm, and that's all I really wanted.
Nice.
What else is coming up this week?
Hollow's End finishes on November 1st, so if you're listening now and you want any of this stuff, head in now. If not, if you're listening on the recording, well, Hollow's End just finished, so there's always next year. But yep. Yeah. I feel like Hollow's End was good this year. It's at the place where, like, a lot of holidays, where for me it's still fresh because I'm recently returned back again. But for other people, I understand the grind. But yeah,
I just couldn't bring myself to do it this year. I mean, the horse costume was almost enough to make me do it. I think I started the process on my shaman. I'm like, no, this is not worth it, so I just stopped.
Yeah, for me, I like as many toys as I can get, especially for achievements, so I have been working on it, just things got sidelined on the stuff, but it was fun going to all the different treats and stuff like that. And on November 1st to the 3rd is Day of the Dead. Okay, it is remembering our fallen comrades, and what you do is you can get a pet that they added in 14. We don't know if they're adding anything for this year, and then you can get costumes and you can, like, duel people and get achievements. So yeah, that's fun. I remember last year I bought the main stuff, but I need to work on the other achievements.
See, the only downside to BlizzCon is that I'm rarely in town for Day of the Dead.
Oh yeah.
This year I have my computer, so I might be able to swing it, but I mean, at the same time, there'll be BlizzCon going on, and I might just do that instead. I say might. I will definitely just do that instead.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Because, like, last year I had Brewfest I couldn't do because I was in one place, and I couldn't do Hollow's End. But this year, I've just had other things get in the way. Darkmoon Fair returns on November 5th, so always a fun time. Go to the new, don't forget about the new guitar show. Sorry. So yeah, that's going on. And what else is happening in WoW? BlizzCon, even though it's not happening in WoW, but
It's WoW adjacent.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very much WoW adjacent. It's like, maybe adjacent is the right word. WoW overlapping?
Yeah. Enough stuff's online now, and there's enough things going on between, like, Con Before the Storm and stuff, that even if you aren't at WoW at BlizzCon, you can be at BlizzCon. I mean, parties are now live streaming, so there's enough there that you can be they can be a part of it.
Yeah, you can feel like you're going even if you're not, which I might be in that position next year. I mean, I said that last year about this year, but this year's a very real possibility because I'm not depending on other people to do this. Oh,
yeah.
Man, it's going to suck. I hope I can still pull it off. I'm going to try my damnedest to still pull it off, but I'm also expecting not being able to pull it off.
The there is a feeling to going to an event like that. I've been to other conferences, and it's when you're there, there's just a vibe. I'm excited to see all my friends go in there, but I'm also, there's probably just like, oh man, I wish I was partying with you. But it's fun at least seeing them, and I know somebody's going for the first time, and I'm just excited to see their first BlizzCon experience. And they've gotten into enough groups now that they're going to find people that are there. In fact, they're running the live stream for one party. They're going to get to meet
people like Ian and stuff like that. So they're going to get to meet devs like Scott Johnson and all that. So I'm just like, you are going to your first BlizzCon and you get to meet everybody. How awesome is that?
That's honestly my favorite part about BlizzCon, just interacting with everybody. I mean, obviously the announcements and all that stuff are ranked very high on my list.
Yeah.
But I'd say it's a very, very close second to just meeting up with people and talking with them, because it's not something that I get to do often.
Yeah.
I mean, I can geek out about WoW and stuff like that with people at work, especially because, you know, I work with FanDev.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
but, like, I don't know. BlizzCon is just this whole other feeling, and it's hard to describe, and I don't know. I just love everything about it.
Yeah. And yeah, all the news will be waiting for you when you get home. But,
yeah. Or when I get back to my hotel room.
Yeah.
And I think that's about it for what's coming up in WoW.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty good week. I mean, it's kind of a holding pattern week. I mean, just because all this stuff's on the docket anyway, even if BlizzCon wasn't here.
Yep.
I think it's the calm before the storm.
All right. So, our first news topic. Now, anybody who listened to the show last week knows that I predicted that 732 wouldn't come until after BlizzCon. Well, the next day, I was proven horrifically wrong. And I think a lot of people were surprised by this, too. But so, 732 went live last Tuesday. So that was the 24th of October. And it brought with it all the things that we expected. And there wasn't a lot of stuff coming in 732 like we talked about last week. It was just a bunch of balance changes and small tweaks and stuff like that. There were, however, the usual number of undocumented changes that came in 732. So amongst them were some adjustments to tier 19 and tier 20 set bonuses, which, you know, whatever, that happens. Wait, no, we're on tier 20. That should have been documented. Okay, so tier 20 saw the monk 4-piece get messed with, the mage 4-piece, and the marksmanship 4-piece. And the discipline 4-piece. Oh, no. Oh, 2-piece, sorry. So, yeah, if you're any of those specs, make sure you look into that, see how you were affected by that. There was also briefly a time when the Living Infernal Core was available through personal loot in LFR Gul'dan.
I'm kicking myself for not even trying it when it first came out. Just on the off chance it would have dropped.
Yeah, well, turns out it was an accident. Shouldn't have happened. And that was, and that correction was hotfixed in on October 26th. So, for those of you who managed to snag that, congratulations. I'm going to continue, you know, waiting until it's at a point where I can solo it.
Me too.
Those legendary tokens that were talked about in 732, those are now live as well. So if you've earned every single one of your class legendaries, you can now get those legendary tokens for a random class. Good luck. Hopefully it's for a class that you play. Because that would suck.
Yeah.
As for like the thing that a lot of people are talking about a lot more is the spawn rate on various NPCs that award mounts out in the world. So Poseidus and Poundfist and other rest from Draenor have been reported to have an increased spawn rate. So it seems to be every 4 to 6 hours. So it should make it easier for you to camp for those things. And, you know, with the rumors there are for the next expansion, maybe it's worth camping Poseidus.
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking that this might not be an accident. This could be intentional.
I mean, the other ones, like the Sunfist Groundling or whatever, those are cool ones, but I already have a Groundling mount. Thank you, Garrison, for that. I have a Groundling mount plus 5 other ones sitting in my bank. Because I got that Garrison mission so many times.
Yeah. I think Poseidus is the one I still want to get. And I actually saw on Twitter some people who just ran across it. Someone said that it's because back before they had merged servers, the spawn rates were better, but that the merging of the servers caused issues. So I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, who knows? Either way, you have more chances to get Poseidus, so hop on that.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling that maybe that water mount will be helpful.
Absolutely. No, me too. I was thinking...
The 732 news, unfortunately, is, like, the largest amount of, like, non-speculative WoW news we have.
Yeah.
This week, which is not altogether surprising, because it's the week before BlizzCon, and, you know, they need to talk about something at BlizzCon. So, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of the things we can expect at BlizzCon. One thing that they're doing differently with the virtual ticket, instead of the usual hosts that we've had in the past, so that would be Michelle Morrow, Alex Albrecht, and Malik Forte, we're getting a whole bunch of other hosts. Anna Prosser Robinson and Rachel Curico have also joined the hosting team. And there's going to be a number of something called BlizzCon Insiders. So, in addition to the all-access channel for the virtual ticket, the virtual ticket is bringing bonus coverage from a number of BlizzCon Insiders who's going to take you to, you know, the different areas around BlizzCon or behind the scenes at Blizzard HQ and other places. So, throughout the BlizzCon opening week, and during the convention, there's going to be special VOD segments in the Watch tab for the virtual ticket, and that'll be hosted by a number of different people. So there's going to be Jackie Kraft, a cosplayer, Simon Loco Hygin. I believe his main game is StarCraft 2. Then there's Lil Susie Kim, who puts a lot of focus on esports. Look out for her for any esports related stuff. And there's also Robert A. Wing. So he's kind of big in the he's a bigger presence in the competitive Hearthstone circuit, part of Blizzard's own esports team. So that's exciting. So yeah, there's a whole other new subset of hosts for the virtual ticket, and that gives me hope that there's going to be a lot more content for the virtual ticket, which I know a lot of people have been complaining about, you know, some of the content with the virtual ticket.
Yeah, it seems like this year they're really making it where if you couldn't make it, you still at least get an inside look. And I'm impressed that these insiders are from the community.
Yeah, and that's fantastic to see. Blizzard seems to be putting a lot of focus on the community this BlizzCon, which, you know, as members of the community, I am all for.
Yeah, well, and one thing that comes to mind is if anybody wants to ever become one of these insiders, just keep perfecting your craft. Just keep working on your personality, and you never know. Blizzard may one day be like, hey, come on out to BlizzCon.
Yeah, you want to do this thing? It's a cool thing, trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. But we got more than just different virtual ticket hosts coming this year at BlizzCon. Fresley, why don't you talk to us about some of the other hosts that we can expect to see?
Oh, yeah. So we have hosts for the annual community night, and I think that this is always a fun time because you have the talent contest, the cosplay contest, and you just get to see different things in the community. I know quite a few people who are bringing their cosplay costumes, and I know who I want to win, but they're all great. But yeah, so the day of Friday is Chris Hardwick. I feel like Talking Dead. Part of the Talking Dead.
I mean, he's more than just the Talking Dead. I mean, he's kind of a big deal with the Nerdist crowd.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah. Sorry, Chris, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Kind of his thing, I think.
Yeah. And for the judges, they have Darren DePaul. He voices Reinhardt, Blackhand, Anubarak, and other Blizzard characters. You have Johnny Cruz. Lucio!
Yeah, nice. Lucio.
That's awesome. And one of my favorites, you have Panzer. So, I mean, so yeah, it seems like a solid group of people for the community nights. Should be a fun time. And yeah, even like some of these people, again, if you're an aspiring content creator, keep honing your craft, because you never know, you could be judging BlizzCon at one of these days.
Oh man, this might be one of the few. Well, this might be the first year I actually go to check out the community contest. I don't typically do that, just because, you know, there's a whole bunch of other stuff that I want to do, and I feel like that's something that I can watch on the virtual ticket. But it's Darren DePaul, and I love Darren DePaul. I watch, he has a morning show over on Geek and Sundry that I watch. It's called Darren and Amy Have to Do a Morning Show.
I've seen that one. I need to see it.
It's actually really funny. I really enjoy it. And he's guested on Critical Role a couple times, and it's well established how much I'm a fan of Critical Role. So, I didn't realize he did Blackhand. I mean, I knew he did Reinhardt, obviously, but that's news to me. You may have mentioned that somewhere. Yeah.
What I just love seeing is all the cosplay. When I'm looking at those, I'm like, seeing costumes I never could design, and I'm already on Twitter, I'm seeing some of the people posting it. It's like, wow, that's incredible. The hours that go into it.
Those are all your hosts for BlizzCon 2017. It's a fantastic lineup of people, and I'm looking forward to seeing them all in action. So, as every year with BlizzCon, the BlizzCon 2017 app has been updated. So all over there you can find the panel schedules, event map, and all that fun stuff. So if you're planning on going to BlizzCon, or if you're just planning on watching a virtual ticket, that's going to be an invaluable tool in helping you plan around watching those, if you care about watching them live and not just on the VODs later. So that's available on Android and iOS. Sorry, Windows Phone, but I think Windows Phone in general is dead.
I remember reading that a few weeks ago. In Palm OS.
Well, BlackBerry runs on Android OS now.
I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right. They just unveiled a new phone. Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry, Windows Phone.
Oh, yeah, Windows Phone, RIP to that, too. So
it's a shattered window.
Yeah. Here's something a little bit different that we haven't had a chance to do in a long time, but we were sent this fantastic clip by a band in the community contest by the name of Ba-Ram U, and they're a fantastic band. Like, I listened to after they sent their track to us, I went ahead and listened to their other stuff, and oh my god, it's incredible. You're not going to be able to find this particular song on their SoundCloud. I imagine that's going to be available after the community contest. According to the email that they sent us, they're releasing a video for this show as well. They're going to be releasing a performance video for it as well. So I assume it'll be a performance at BlizzCon, and they're going to release that video. And yeah, it's a fantastic track. And if you have a chance to go check out their SoundCloud, again, that's Ba-Ram U, B-A-H space R-A-M space Y-O-U. Think the sheep from Babe, except U is spelled as in you there.
And just because that that is a Babe reference, I'm going to have to add this this band to my music list.
It's that little drop of dopamine that drops when your loot drops. It's the rushing of adrenaline at the final boss. There's no words to describe it, but I'll still try to explain. A lifetime of adventure from growing up while playing Blizzard games. Start with Warcraft back in 1994. Who knew that RTS?
don't have time to play at home. Download Hearthstone, that's Warcraft for your phone. Play all the legendary heroes of the storm. But don't forget that we still want a Warcraft 4, yeah. Blizzard's here. Remember lost Vikings and footy wars. Remember the red shirt guy and that pally Leroy. Project Titan, our peon moon guard. Q for random teams and match with our tards. Up till 2 a.m. in custom games. Type power overwhelming cause I suck at campaign. Error 37 at release of D3. Waited two whole decades for the Warcraft movie. I'll join the big leagues and take a shot. Go Torp on attack in comp Overwatch. So much nostalgia, so much story to be told. That I'll be playing Blizzard till I'm 90 years old. Yeah!
That was Baramu, Blizzard Through the Years. It's a fantastic track, and I look forward to seeing them perform it at BlizzCon. If you're interested in any of their other music, you can go over to soundcloud.com/Baramu.
Alright, so now I get to talk about my week in WoW, and I get to give my thoughts on all this stuff, right?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
I did elite quests, or at least strike missions. Did some profession stuff. Got my priest his tailoring stuff up to the point where he has to go to a dungeon. That's about it. Did not much else, unfortunately. Gonna quickly go through the show notes here. 732, did not expect it at that point. Said so last week. I wasn't expecting it till after BlizzCon. Very happy for those who were wanting it this week. BlizzCon contest hosts, I think is what this means to say, right?
Community contest hosts?
The people who are doing the contests? Yes.
Oh, no, there's a virtual ticket host, and then there's the community contest host. So there's two different sets of hosts.
But we already knew who the virtual ticket hosts were going to be.
There are new ones. Right?
Because they're the same people last
year. There are new ones.
Oh.
Yeah, they added Professor Robinson and Rachel Curico to the virtual ticket hosts lineup. And there's a bunch of other what they're calling BlizzCon insiders, other people from the community, like doing small VOD videos that are going to be showing up on the virtual ticket. So it's a cosplayer.
Isn't Robert Wing an actual employee of Blizzard?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty sure. Yeah, he's the associate esports manager in Overwatch. So it makes the community. It makes a community and actual employees.
Just want to make sure that I wasn't, missing something there, because I was surprised that he's not a community insider. He's an employee. I will be honest. He's the only one on that list of the new people that I don't... Or that I do recognize, sorry. I don't recognize anybody else.
I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same boat there.
I don't know if that speaks to how little I actually watch other stuff in the community. Probably, I guess.
I mean, to be fair, the stuff that these people are involved in, it's like esports and StarCraft, so that's not really something that we pay too much attention to, I feel like.
Yes.
For me, if it was someone like Ro or even the people at the Combo for the Storm, I would understand those more. But then again, that's the scene that I'm following more.
Yeah. As for the talent stuff, unsurprised, Chris Hardwick. He did a good job last year, from what people told me. A little bit...
The year before.
Who was last year then?
Middleditch was last year.
Oh, right.
And he did terribly, from what I understand.
Right, yes. I guess maybe Hardwick was busy last year, I guess, perhaps. But, Chris Hardwick did, you know, I've seen several panels he's done at different cons. He does a really good job. Definitely is living up to the name of his company. I do think that Darren DePaul needs to recuse himself from any costume contest entries that are Reinhardt, because he is, you know, Reinhardt. And
he's also Blackhand and Anubarak.
True, so but there's unlikely to be too. Anubarak and Blackhand cosplays, whereas last year there were like three Reinhardts.
Yeah, there were. They were great.
As well, Johnny Cruz should be recuse himself from any Lucio stuff, because I think there was some Lucio last year that I saw.
Yep.
And Panzer, she's a great person. Met her my first year at BlizzCon, and was shocked beyond belief that she actually recognized me, and she actually knew my name, because I wouldn't expect somebody like her to know me, or even of me. I really approve of those guests or those judges. They're really good choices, and we know at least three people at least that will be at the Overwatch Voices panel now. So, because I think I saw the person who voices, is it Sombra maybe, who said they're gonna be BlizzCon.
Yeah, I remember seeing that too.
But yeah,
I'm wondering if Matt Mercer is gonna be at BlizzCon because he's on his honeymoon right now.
That could be cut short. He doesn't need to be there. He needs to be at BlizzCon.
Maybe. We'll see, I guess. The guy works really hard. I think he deserves that vacation.
But, like I said, really, really impressed with the talent contest hosts, or judges, I guess, and the host. Hardwick will do a great job, I'm sure. We don't, in our coverage, tend to cover the contests very much, simply because it gets really touchy when you're covering people's art. People tend to get extremely temperamental if they hear your thoughts on their costume and didn't like it. So I don't generally go into that. I usually use that time to round up day one, and I suspect we'll have lots of roundup to do this year.
Maybe.
Maybe, just a little bit, yeah.
What did you think of Blizzard Through the Years?
That was the song we were sent, right?
Yes.
So
I realize it's not exactly your type of music.
I'm going to say something here, and maybe it's that I just don't understand different styles of music, but you equated them to some of the bands you listen to, and based on that, I was expecting something very different, and was expecting not to like it. Meanwhile, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a pop punky ska kind of sound, which I really enjoy. I mean, for me, it's not just all about, you know, mosh pit music. My entry into that whole styling of music started with like pop punk and ska. So listening to these guys was just a freaking delight. I really loved it.
Yeah,
and I like all the I like that. I appreciate that it wasn't a cover. It was like a legitimate. It was like a legitimate song that they wrote, which was fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. Really appreciate that.
I listened to some of their other tracks on SoundCloud, and I loved every track that I listened to. When you get a chance, and we can't play it on this show, unfortunately, because it's not exactly PG. And the title isn't even PG, so just look for the song I Love World of Warcraft. I mean, there's other parts to that title, but I Love World of Warcraft. It's a fantastic track.
Okay, then. As for the BlizzCon 2017 app, I like the changes. Did not like the way it was before those changes, so very much appreciate the changes they made to it. I just hope the app will actually remember my login information more than 10 minutes after I've gone over to another app. Because having to re-authenticate every time is really frustrating.
Oh, you know, one thing we forgot to mention is that the Blink sale is open on the 31st this year.
So if you are going to BlizzCon and you don't already know, you can start placing your Blink orders on the 31st, which is in a couple of days from the day we record this, hoping this will be up before that sale goes live. Did they say what time that goes live on Tuesday?
I didn't see a time, no.
Okay.
They just said the 31st. So I'll just be sitting here on my phone while I'm packing.
Yeah.
Is it there yet? Is it there yet?
We will be talking, I'm sure, that day. Because anything I want from that needs to be placed by the person picking it up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because you need ID, the credit card used to place it, and stuff. And a BlizzCon badge, so in the name of the person buying it. So, yeah, we'll talk.
I suddenly feel like I'm not...
So, are you hoping for Portuguese, maybe some Slavic languages this year?
I've always wanted to learn Gaelic, actually.
That'd be a cool one to learn. I think it'll be a little more rough, like hard to learn that in a span of a line weight. But hey, you never
Mandarin.
Know.
Mandarin, in theory, is hard to learn while I'm standing in line. I picked up some stuff. Like, I don't know what any of it means, but I could probably recite it. No, I can't even recite it anymore. At the time, I could have. We'll see what comes up. I already ordered my stuff, though, and most of the stuff, I feel like the stuff that I want is already on its way here, so I'm not too worried.
Not already there yet?
What's that?
No, I'm saying Hawaiian shirts.
No, I'm not getting any of that. Like, I ordered, I got like an Overwatch jacket and stuff like that.
I love Hawaiian shirts, so that's me.
Now, for me, I'm all about the tank tops. If they're selling any more tank tops, I'm getting those. I was kind of upset that last year the tank tops were, you know, female only. I was a little choked about that, so I immediately went on, I think, Redbubble and ordered a bunch to make up for it.
You really showed them, man. You really showed them.
Yep.
All right. So I guess now on to our sec. Do we do the? Do you guys do the first sponsor message?
Yes, we did.
Okay, good. I worry when the stuff's blue in it. I don't know if it got done. So just making sure.
I don't know. I got you, fam.
Good job. Well, I will then. Well, I can't really. I don't know this book, so I'll have to have you do it. But
all right. So our book pick for this week is. Admittedly, something I haven't listened to all the way through, and honestly, the only reason I started listening to it was because it was written by Patrick Rothfuss, and he guested on Critical Role a bunch of times. So, the name of the book is The Name of the Wind. It is the first of three of right now available books in his series. This one focuses on a character named Kvothe. And it is the tale of a magically gifted young man who grows to be the most notorious wizard his world has ever seen. Now, again, I'm reading that from the summary. I haven't actually gotten that far yet. So, what I've listened to sounds very, very good. I'm really enjoying the narration of this one. And the narration is, you know, an important bit in the audiobooks. So, why don't we give that a quick listen and we'll be right back.
The Chandrian?
That's right, Cobb said approvingly. The Chandrian. Everyone knows that blue fire is one of their signs. Now, he was... But how'd they find him? The boy interrupted. And why didn't they kill him when they had the chance? Hush now. You'll get all the answers before the end, Jake said. Just let him tell it. No need for all that, Jake, Graham said. Boy's just curious. Drink your drink. I drank me drink already, Jake rumbled. I need the other, but the innkeeper's still skinning rats in the back room. He raised his voice and knocked his empty mug hollowly on the top of the mahogany bar.
Oi! We're thirsty men in here!
So again, that was The Name of the Wind, written by Patrick Rothfuss, narrated by Nick Podell. You can find that and over 180,000 other titles for your app on MP3 player over at bit.ly/ATA2017. Again, that's bit.ly/ATA2017. And we thank Audible for sponsoring the show.
Indeed. All right. So our question of the week for this week is, what subrace options would you like to see in the next WoW expansion? We had a few answers here. The first one was MacGyver, who said, I'd love to see Wildhammer Dwarf options. It's been a while since they joined. WikiBH said, all of them. If there's a humanoid variant of a racing game, I want to be able to make it an alt. I'll play for 11 years and then ignore.
11 levels?
11 levels, sorry, yes. Wow, it's a lot of time to spend and just ignore. Heelfast says, Ethereals would go with the Void theme.
Fatori says Wildhammer Dwarves and Zandalari Trolls. Redzian says Brown Orcs, Dark Iron Dwarves, Tanks, and Puntable Gnomes. And the gorgeous, sexy, Tonka. Awesome Frasley says Mecha Gnomes, Dark Iron Dwarves.
That would be Tonka, not Tanks.
Yeah, Tonka. Scary Scott says Gilblins. Gilblins or any troll race other than the Dark Spears, so we have some stout trolls instead of lanky ones. Other races as undead instead of just decayed humans. I mean, the leader of the Forsaken is an elf, so why can't we also be a dead elf? I guess leper gnomes. Only thing I can think of for humans would be something that looks more like the Vrykul, but obviously not as large. Nightborn elves, since we saved those guys in Suramore. Worgens could technically be any race too, since lore-wise it's just a druid form. And Eredar, mostly just for the red skin. I think that covers most of what hasn't been mentioned yet. Scary Scott, you are thorough to the point of me having to trim. Fandeath says, having played an undead for much of my time in WoW, it would be pretty wicked to see other races resurrected as undead. Imagine a troll, dwarf, or dare I say a gnome?
Yes.
Well, I mean, technically, don't we already have gnomes who are not quite living but not quite dead?
Dead knights, yeah, you're right.
No, I'm referring to leper gnomes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I've got a theory on that.
Really? Really? I'm shocked.
My favorite entry from that entire thing is mecha gnomes, just because I like the idea of playing a robot.
Well, and I was thinking to myself, if there were mecha gnomes, would I race change Frasley? I am very torn on that, actually. Because I like tech.
See, I might race change my priest. Just because I think it'd be funny to have a robot priest.
Yeah. Robocop. Or Robopriest. Here to save you.
So, our question for next week is, what was your favorite announcement from BlizzCon 2017? Now, obviously, we can't give that answer right now, so we're going to take this opportunity to present our predictions for next week. Frasley, what have you got?
Okay, so this theory, can you guess what it revolves around?
Okay, so there's going to be a gnome somewhere.
Yes.
Okay.
So years ago, there was a toy in the trading card game that was called the Demon Hunter Aspect. And when you used it, you turned into a Demon Hunter. What did we get in Legion?
Demon Hunters.
So in Gnomeregan, at the final boss, after you defeat him, there's a 110 boss that drops a toy. That toy turns you into leper gnomes. So yeah, with these sub-races and stuff like that, I feel like we're going to get Gnomeregan. I feel like goblins are going to get undermined. And it could be kind of a fan service type of expansion. But that's my biggest prediction. I've been thinking about it a long time.
All right. Now, here's my prediction. There was some data mining that happened recently that data mined a new battle pet. It's not a battle pet we've seen before. While we've seen this race in Hearthstone, it's never made an appearance in WoW, and that's the Tortolan race. Now, we know from Hearthstone that Tortolans can be a variety of different classes, like Shaman, for example. And my prediction, albeit my not-so-serious prediction, because of some of the other things that have been data mined recently, but it's just something I want. I want a Tortolan playable race. With the way that things seem to be going with this expansion, that it's a decent possibility. And I find it funny that all this is coming out now, like all this Tortolan stuff, because in the D&D game that I just started, there's a new playable race that Wizards put out where it lets you play as a turtle, which is, you know, a humanoid turtle. and I made a turtle barn. Because why not?
And barns would be interesting.
Now I want turtle in WoW. Give that to me, Liz.
In the bard class.
I'm not sure how barns would mechanically work. I mean, I'm sure they could make it work.
I'm thinking probably more like in Heroes with Epictoran Chieftain. It actually plays pretty well in there, where you kind of use it as a DPS and a heal.
Okay, well, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, my not-so-serious prediction is Tortolan playable race. My serious playable prediction is... My serious prediction is, you know, what everybody else is predicting. Celsius, that kind of stuff. Because that's kind of, that, you know, looking at everything, that's where we're pointed.
Oh, and again, the airships and stuff like that, and Christy Golden's book title.
Yep. Give me a boat, Blizz. I'm going to make a macro.
Finally, you have boat. Pirates of the Burning Seas in WoW.
Medros, what are your predictions, serious or not so serious?
I'm struggling with finding a reason why the sea expansion that people have been asking for isn't going to happen. And I'm really struggling because I can't... The book is a big glaring pointer in that direction. It's hard to not see that being the path it is going to go down. So it's kind of hard. Like, I want to say... don't see it happening, or the evidence doesn't point towards that, but the evidence so far is not helping there, which is unfortunate, because I don't know that I would enjoy that expansion, but I don't know what it would entail yet. I look forward to knowing in a week. So my predictions are going to be a sea expansion with playable sub-races, because I do think that'd be cool. I think that the data mine stuff does point towards that at least being something they've toyed with. And there are a lot of options. Even though they only did like two sub-races for every race.
That'd be a lot.
That would be just a lot, yeah. Like, that'd be a lot. And it would be really complicated, but it would be a really interesting change to the game. And, I mean, I honestly could see people going through and deleting characters they've had for a long time just to play a Dark Iron Dwarf or a Nightfallen or, you know, a Void Elf. Like, there's just so many things they could do, and people would definitely do it. You know, a Tonka and a High Mountain Tauren. You know, every Canadian should have a High Mountain Tauren. That's all I'm saying. But I don't really have any silly ones. I think that those are really good ideas, and I think they could do them. I don't know if they're planning to do them. I look forward to seeing what happens in the next few days, because generally in the next couple of days is when we start hearing leaks that tend to be real. I'm shocked that we haven't seen any incredibly funny faux leak information, because usually we hear this by now.
Oh, man. You have not seen some of the stuff I've been sharing, because I've shared some really funny fake ones.
No, I haven't seen any. No, I haven't.
I think the one that was the most credible, credible looking until you looked into it farther, was the Tide of Vengeance. That looked at least realistic. Whoever did that put time into it.
I gotta find this, because it's great. Whoosh, fire. Where is it? This thing was gold. I need to share it with the world.
My only concern with the sub-races, I've been thinking about this, is the complexity for new players. Because right now with WoW, even in vanilla, it was simple. You picked up your class, your race, your class, and stuff like that. It's gotten longer on that class list. But now when there's all these sub things, I just hope it doesn't... I hope Blizzard does it in a easy-to-understand way.
I honestly don't see that being a problem in the world of Skyrim and their character creation process, or Mass Effect and their character creation process. And that's just a few of the examples I can pull off the top of my head. I'm sure there are plenty of other super complex character creations. where I don't see the addition of a sub-race being a huge issue.
Okay.
My worry is that they're going to try to force sub-races in where it doesn't make sense.
I could see them doing that.
Like, human, for example, is one thing that screams to the top, that, you know, just comes to the top of my head. I mean, yeah, we could do a Vrykul, technically, but does that make sense? And no, I don't think so. Mechanomes, I guess, could be a thing.
And even that one, I think Mechanomes is a stretch. I was just trying to think of gnomes. I would almost say subraces where it makes sense that they're playable, and then not where they don't make sense.
Yeah, subraces like the Wildhammer Dwarves, like the Dark Iron Dwarves. The Tonka, I believe, are... I think it's canon that they're kind of... They worked with the Horde of Northrend, so I don't see why you wouldn't have a few Tonka in the Horde. The High Mountain Tauren, maybe? Like, a subrace of Trolls, to me, doesn't make a lot of sense, story-wise anyway, because, I mean, it's specifically the Darkspear that went with the Horde. They were out there, and they turned their backs on the other tribes of Trolls. So, maybe bring other races of Trolls that wouldn't make sense. So, I don't know. That's something we'll hopefully find out about next week.
And, like, I could see Leopard Gnomes, because of Sylvanas, I could see Sylvanas creating a bigger army.
Yeah, but then you'd have gnomes on the Horde side, and I don't think that would make sense.
No, but even the Alliance has kind of forsaken the Leopard Gnomes. And maybe there are some smart Leopard Gnomes.
They're getting scrubbed clean, right?
Yeah.
We're just under a week away from finding out all these answers, so I don't know, we'll see.
And I'm going to squee very loudly when they say gnome somewhere.
and the funny thing is, Toasty, neither of us will be here next week to actually discuss this.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And hopefully Fan can be here next week, or we're going to have a really weird show, because there'll be nobody here to do it.
So heads up, guys, there might not be a show next week.
Yeah, might need to have a conversation with them about that. To check.
We'll figure it out and keep you posted on all the usual mediums.
Ah, babies. They are such an interesting effect in your life. Anyways, we will we'll post that question. We actually post that question after the last panel next Saturday. So watch for it on Twitter. We want to know what your favorite announcement was, and we want to wait till all the announcements are done. Definitely look for that on Saturday next week, or this coming week, and we'll see what we have. Now, we announced a contest, and we now have a closure of that contest, and we have announcers, winners to announce. However, we got a lot of entries. We got over 30 entries on this contest. We don't have the ability to read every single entry. We're going to thank everybody who entered by name. If we missed your name, sorry. Somehow we might have missed your email, or your tweet didn't reach the right hashtag or something. I'm not sure, but thank you for entering, everybody. So how about you start, Toasty, with reading off the first few names?
All right, so we've got Rosekin89, Vaca Pair 2, Anthony Torres G9, Jebpad46, Maria Uradok, Spike _ Gold, Andres Luke, Franz TJ9, Antonio TJ, and Chris Chope.
And we have Andrew is living, MASSCH, a soccer fan, 1964, Rachel 4299, LREHHLRIII, Beard Howard, Brian _LDG, Sloth _M. Cotter, Meech _90, Zarza Sparkle.
We also have Aerolina Hunter, Chani Slothy, Sete Pie, The Squeeze Goat, Dubjin, Sicko Thermoplug, Heelfast, Cody C, Ziminori, Zillet, and Mike C. So our first winner had the following to say. Again, I should remind you what the question was. What panel are you looking forward to from BlizzCon if you got the virtual ticket? Our first answer was this. I'm hoping the rumors are true and that I'll be able to watch the voice acting panels. That is from Erlina Hunter, who wins our first virtual ticket.
All right. And our second winner had this to say, the art of World of Warcraft. And that winner is Seiko Thermoplug. Congratulations.
Our next one said, so much I want to see with the chance at an ATA ticket. Can't afford it this year, but I would love to watch WoW Arena, OW Cup, Blizzard Art, WoW What's Next, Blizzard Social, Lorecraft, Allcraft, OW What's Next, Voices of Blizzard, Cinematics Team, WoW Boss, Blizzard's Worlds, Designcraft, The Art of WoW, True Stories Live, and the cosplay. Phew! That's not even all of them. And the winner is Cody.
So to sum it up, he wants to watch BlizzCon.
Yeah,
that was what I replied to him on that on the Twitter account. So basically everything.
And he's going to watch everything now. Much.
And our final winner of the virtual ticket is Mike C., who emailed us the following. The panel that I'm looking forward to the most is World of Warcraft What's Next panel. I'm really excited about what the next expansion is going to be. I'm also really interested in hearing about the possible sub-races based on the data mining that has been done. With the potential of the Nightborn being a Blood Elf sub-race, I'm hoping that might allow me to make a Horde Elf Druid. I've been waiting for that for so long. So congratulations to Erlina, to Sicko, to Cody, also known as Cody C. Aeroslayer, and Mike C. For their winning of the virtual tickets. Those codes will be over to you very shortly. And thank you to everybody who entered. We really appreciated that. And we hope to have more contests from Blizzard again soon. And again, thank you very much to Blizzard. They provided these codes to us at a very short notice. They're very gracious and very helpful to us. So we very much thank them for their help and for their support of the show. All right, time for shoutouts. My first shoutout to Frasley. Thank you for filling in on fairly short notice.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be back here on All Things Azeroth, to be able to hang out with my fellow warrior.
Yeah.
And a paladin.
You know, I'm thinking there was not that much rejoicing in the paladin part of that than there was the fellow warrior part of that.
Hey, warriors before paladins. Hey, fam.
Don't agree with me there.
Shoot. I'm going to give a shout out to Fan. I miss you, buddy. It's been a hot minute. And, you know, congratulations on the kid and all. And shout outs to everybody who entered the contest. Thank you. I enjoyed reading all of them. And there were a lot of fantastic answers there.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Silverbolt, who's going to BlizzCon. If you see a red dragon, definitely go up to them, give them a high five. It's their first BlizzCon, and they're just super excited. So I've been enjoying getting to see their excitement getting ready for BlizzCon.
As a reminder, we will be doing coverage. There will be me, Frasley, Emma, and some other people. I think Vespertillo from the Diablo podcast is going to be there. We are going to just cover it from start to finish. So we will be starting, I believe, 10 a.m., 11 a.m. on the Friday Central Time, and going from there. We will go through, do a kind of wrap up at the end of during the contests, and then start again the next day for some more. So definitely check us out. I believe we are probably going to use Discord again, simply because that has been better in the past. And yeah, so definitely join us. If you would like to be part of that, please let me know. I'd love to have some really interesting voices and hear from some interesting people as we try our best to cover everything that's coming out of BlizzCon. So yes, definitely check us out on the live coverage starting at around 10 or 11 a.m. on Central Time on Friday.
For those of you listening live, just a reminder, I'm going to be on the Pod Before the Storm podcast, put on by Con Before the Storm, tomorrow night at 8 Central. You can check us out over at twitch.tv/ConBeforeStorm. We're going to be talking about Con Before the Storm, and we're going to be talking about what we're excited about out of BlizzCon. So, yeah. Look forward to seeing some of you guys there.
All right. Now that we're done that, let's wrap the show up, I guess. All right. If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, our number is 1-785-ATA-WOW-5. That's 1-785-282-9695. You can send us emails at show@allthingsazeroth.com. If you like what we do here, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. Find us on Twitter at allthingsaz for myself, at Medros is for me, at Fandeth, PHANDETH, at Toasty Posty Can, and at Dawnforge. Join our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/BNET, A. And please check out our shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shatter Stozel, More Than Mechanism, and Across the Hooniverse. And before I go, Frazzly, how can people find you?
They can find me over on Twitter, sharing smiles and stuff every day at Frazzlytastic.
And your show is?
Oh, my show is Frazzlecast. It's a weekly show, so tons of shots. And wow.
Yeah. That's awesome. I hear good things.
Oh, good.
Awesome. All right, we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care. Or maybe back next week. In the meantime, take care. Happy hunting. And we'll see you on the other side of, well, BlizzCon, of course.
And Nomergon.
Okay, then.
I couldn't think of anything funny to say.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2017. Find us online at thedawnforge.com.